former NFL coach, Super Bowl champion, now NFL Network analyst. Brian Billick is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Coach, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I'm glad to do it.
Coach, you know, we're struggling here, man. We thought this was finally the year, after years of terrible play, that the Browns would be in the mix. And once again, they're not. What do you think is the biggest reason why the Browns have been one of, if not the biggest, disappointment in the league this year?
Well, the expectations were so high, and that's fair. And I was one that was right there on the bandwagon going, boy, this looks like a pretty good team. I picked them to win the AFC North. Shows you what I know. But it's dealing with those expectations. And clearly, it's maybe fair, may not be fair, but you got to come back to the quarterback situation. Baker Mayfield finished the season above 60%, 2-1 touchdown interception ratio, felt good about himself. This is who I am, you know, making the plays, and I can get the ball in there. Well, now now that you're not playing on house money, because, you know, at the end of last year it was, okay, you take a shot. Why? Because why not? What are we going to do, lose a game? You know, at that point, what difference does it make? Well, now in the first half of the season, yeah, it does matter. And when you're sitting there with 7 touchdowns and 12 interceptions, yeah, you're throwing them balls you probably shouldn't be throwing. And that may be fair, may not be fair in terms of the ways the games go down. I mean, I was at that Baltimore game, and I thought, okay, this team is for real. What they did to Baltimore in Baltimore, their ability to run the ball, what they did to Lamar Jackson that very few other teams have done, this team looks for real. And for whatever reason, they haven't been able to develop any consistency with it. Part of it is when things go bad, when you're on a team that's been bad for a long time, who do you look to hear to say, okay, we're okay, we can get through this. I've been here before. Don't worry about it. We'll come out of it this way or that way. You know, who do you lean on in that organization or with those players and the coaches right now that can be that touchstone?
Nobody. There isn't
that
person.
That's the tough part.
Yeah. You know, you talk about that Raven game, right? You think about back to that game. The Browns played great. The Ravens were lousy. That was really the only game all year that Lamar Jackson's played poorly. And people started saying, well, was Lamar overrated? The first two games they didn't play anybody. Well, since that game, Lamar Jackson's been sensational. You could argue the Ravens have been one of, if not the best football team since that game, and the Browns have gone in a complete opposite direction. You thought that game was a turning point for the Browns. It wasn't. It was a turning point for the Ravens. They've been amazing since then, Coach.
Yeah, and I'll disagree with you a little bit. Again, having been at that game, I don't think the Ravens played poorly. I think the Browns just played that well. That's what was so impressive to me.
Yeah.
If the Ravens had just been lousy, I thought, well, okay, they got them on a good day. But I really do think that Cleveland outplayed them in just about every phase of it and looked really, really good. Now, I don't know. I'm not a big believer in the wake-up call or whatever. I just don't think they played well. Baltimore did, or I should say Cleveland played that well. And then we saw it the next week, obviously, when Baltimore starts to get on a run here. And you've seen the formula for Baltimore, even in the New England game. They had the ball for 37 minutes. When they get the offensive thing going, when the defense is playing as it has typically well, then you put a lot of pressure on offenses. And the ability to run the ball, the Cleveland Browns ran on Baltimore like no team I've ever seen. Now, Brandon Williams wasn't in, so that was a big factor as well. And for him to be back, obviously, it'll be interesting to see the next game if Cleveland can duplicate the same thing. But I'm at a loss. I don't know in looking at it, and I have been looking at it closely for the segments I do on Playbook. I don't know, and I've been at this game for 40-plus years, man and boy now. I don't know that I could identify a single reason why Cleveland has fallen off so dramatically from that game where they beat Baltimore.
Coach, how big of an impact, do you think Kareem Hunt will give this offense?
Certainly help. Anytime you bring a good player, an explosive player, a dynamic player into the mix, yeah, certainly should make a big, big difference. Because, you know, at the end of the day, this game is about athletes. And to add that kind of explosive dimension to what they're doing, it certainly can't hurt.
You know, we're talking about Brian Billick of the NFL Network, Super Bowl winning coach. You know, we've been talking about coaches because Freddie Kitchens may be one and done here in Cleveland, and we've gone through coaches like underwear in this town. You know, and I was saying before, it's hard. Like, we don't know. You never know for sure who's going to be a good. You were a good coach. You were a successful coach. But I don't know. Can you, as a former successful coach, evaluate and if you were interviewing guys, would you know for sure who's going to be a good coach? Because we see coaches that are good. They go to another place. They don't have success. They're good offensive coordinators. They're not good head coaches. It's circumstance, whatever it is. How do you know, Brian? How do you know who's going to be a good coach and who's not? Because it seems impossible to answer that question until they actually do the job.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's like, can you identify who is going to be a great quarterback or not? I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into it. But one thing that does strike me, if you look at Cleveland, when you look at the strings of the guys that they've hired, all the way back to Romeo Crennel and Mangini and Shermer and Pettine and, you know, Jackson and, none of these guys were proven guys as head coaches. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't go get the hot coordinator. That's the big thing right now. You know, everybody's looking for the next Sean McVay or whoever's had lunch with Sean McVay. You're going to get a head coaching guy. But Cleveland, like I said, you go back to that situation where when the you-know-what hits the fan, who do you lean on to know that, okay, we're okay here? In my opinion, if indeed they decide to do something else, Cleveland needs to find that veteran coach, and please don't people think I'm lobbying for myself here. I'm done coaching. I'm not lobbying for anything. But in my opinion, they need a former head coach that has won, even if it's just in the college ranks. Prefer to be in the NFL. There are some guys out there that are proven winners as a head coach, either in the NFL or a combination, having coached in the NFL and now in the college game. That when you look at the litany of coaches that Cleveland has had, they've not had that guy. And in my opinion, that's the direction they'll need to go.
Do you think, you know, talk about Odell Beckham and some of the frustrations from his end, you know, not getting the football and all that. You know, Baker Mayfield seems to be lacking a lot of confidence for whatever reason, and that's something that he had in college. He had a ton of it last year. Why do you think he's struggling in that area? Because that's kind of an area, Coach, that we'd never have to worry about with Baker Mayfield.
Well, no matter how confident you are in what you're doing, when you had some of the difficulties and some of the things that have happened to him, you can't help but question, am I doing the right thing? That little bit of hesitation when you go to make the throw, and am I doing the right thing? Should I be throwing? That difference between making that throw. I mean, there's a lot of throws, particularly the great quarterbacks in this league, that if you look at the film the way I do and you stop it right at the point it's about to leave his hand, there's countless number of times you're going to look at it and going, where are you throwing the ball? Where you're going is not open. They have a knack for knowing that I'm going to throw a guy open, I'm going to put the ball where it is where only my guy can get there. They have that knack for it. Now, the difference between that and the guy that just throws it up, that's subtle. And I don't know that you can really coach it. You either can do it or you can't. And right now I can imagine Baker Mayfield is questioning, even with the subtlest of hesitation, whether he should throw this ball or not.
Brian Billick with us. Coach, it's been a really, in a lot of ways, a weird season this year in terms of quarterbacks, right? Where the quarterbacks are such an important part of the success. And yet we've seen Drew Brees go down and the Saints still play great with Teddy Bridgewater. We've seen Cam Newton go down and the Panthers play pretty well with Kyle Allen. I'm forgetting another. Even the Steelers have done, you know, they're not great, but they've done they're 4-3 with Mason Rudolph and the other kid. I can't even think of his name, who played the one game, Devlin. It's amazing how well these teams have played without really good quarterbacks.
Yeah, and it comes back to the fact that they're good teams that are able to rally around it, the teams that are, you know, are able to, for the most part, come up and come up with really good running game, because that's going to be important. Indianapolis is a team. Who would have thought they would play as well as they did, losing Andrew Luck? But they're playing good defense. They're running the ball. Now, can these teams parlay that on and go into the playoffs and go beyond? Are those guys that are going to be their guys going forward, are they indeed franchise quarterbacks? That's a different topic. That's a tougher topic, but you certainly have to respect that. Again, New Orleans, we knew New Orleans was going to be pretty good going in. But for them to parlay those wins together with Teddy Bridgewater is impressive. It tells you how good they are. And Teddy Bridgewater has probably made a nice payday for himself in winning the way he has with the New Orleans Saints, whether indeed he has kind of gotten over that hump and is playing that well, or whether he was just really on a good team and took advantage of it.
Coach, tell us about Roman. What's going on there?
Yeah, I it's a product I really believe in. You know, you get Roman.com. Over 50% of the guys over 50 haven't been to a doctor in 2 years. And if you do make the doctor's appointment, national average takes 3 to 4 weeks to get to a doctor. That's just not right. There's just too much going on. You have access to a concierge doctor by going to GetRoman.com. They're U.S. licensed physicians. You have access to the pharmaceuticals you need. You get all the direction you need to take care of a wide variety of things that are going on, particularly when you get to my age, that it's silly not to use this service at GetRoman.com.
We appreciate the time, Coach. Thanks for joining us.
All righty.